This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some new sites that's added some non-toxic rules to their additional rules. And we're also going to be taking a look at the CWD counties. And we'll be also looking a little bit later in the program about fishing at each of Illinois' three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Dick, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Now, as hunters head to the field this fall, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources reminds them of new requirements for non-toxic shot at a number of IDNR sites for dove, controlled pheasant, and upland game hunting, effective for the 2018 and 19 seasons. Many IDNR sites have required the use of non-toxic shot in recent years, and lead shot has been banned for waterfowl hunting since 1991. Non-toxic shot is required for use at all IDNR sites for hunting waterfowl, coots, snipe, and rail. And the 2018-19 Illinois dove hunting season opened on September 1st, and the IDNR has implemented the required use of non-toxic shot during the dove's hunting season at Coffeen Lake, as well as Copperhead Hollow State Fish and Wildlife Area, Crawford County State Fish and Wildlife Area, Dixon Springs State Park, Edward Madigan State Fish and Wildlife Area, Harry Babe Woodyard State Natural Area, Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, Kickapoo State Recreation Area, Lake Leakwana State Recreation Area, the Middle Fork State Fish and Wildlife Area, Pierre Marquette State Park, Ramsey Lake State Park, Ray Norbert State Fish and Wildlife Area, Shelbyville State Fish and Wildlife Area, Sloan Springs State Park, and Sloan Springs State Park Buckhorn Unit, and the Weinberg King State Park Unit. The IDNR is implementing the required use of non-toxic shot for controlled pheasant hunting at five additional sites this year. These include Des Plaines, Horseshoe Lake State Park in Madison County, Jim Edgar Panther Creek, Silver Springs State Fish and Wildlife Area, and Mackinac River State Fish and Wildlife Area. The IDNR is also implementing the required use of non-toxic shot for upland game hunting seasons at a number of sites this year. And these will be listed as well in the DNR's annual publication. The IDNR reminds hunters to check fact sheets posted on the IDNR website for information on site-specific hunting information and regulations, as well as other sites not listed above require non-toxic shot. Additional information on hunting regulations in Illinois can be found on the Illinois Digest of Hunting and Trapping Regulations, and that's the 2018-2019 version. Now, as we promised, there's going to be a couple of CWD meetings coming up, and the CWD, though it's slow in spreading, it still is spreading. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has scheduled a series of public informational meetings to provide information about chronic wasting disease and its effect on future deer populations and the IDNR's efforts to control this disease. The IDNR staff will be able to answer questions about this disease. Landowners, hunters, and concerned citizens are encouraged to attend, and the CWD is an important issue that will dominate deer management discussions in northern Illinois for many years. CWD is an always fatal neurological disease that is threatening the long-term health of white-tailed deer in Illinois. First documented in Illinois in 2002 near Roscoe, Illinois, CWD has been detected in 17 counties across the northern edge and northeastern portions of Illinois as far south as Kankakee and Livingston counties. Counties affected include Joe Davies, Stevenson, Winnebago, Boone, McHenry, Lake, Carroll, Ogle, DeKalb, Kane, DuPage, LaSalle, Kendall, Grundy, Will, Livingston, and Kankakee. And while you may not have heard your own county, that may not continue to be the case as things progress. Although CWD has been detected in southern Illinois, the Missouri Department of Conservation has detected of CWD in the southeastern portion of their state near St. Mary, Missouri. The meeting scheduled in Randolph County on September 18th and 19th will address the developments in Missouri and discuss IDNR plans to enhance the CWD surveillance in counties at that area. The meetings will begin at 7 p.m. with a 30-minute presentation and discussion to follow. Downstate meetings will be held on September 18th at St. John's Lutheran Church in Chester and September 19th at the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta. For more information about the meetings or about CWD, please contact Doug Dufford, Wildlife Disease Program Manager, at 815-369-2414. That number again is 815-369-2414, or by email at doug.dufford, D-O-U-G dot D-U-F-F-A-R-D, D-U-F-F-O-R-D, excuse me, at illinois.gov. And when it comes to fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, things are looking up, particularly if you're not looking for white bass. White bass are just not turned on as of yet. At Carlisle Lake right now, catfish is providing the greatest action. The humps and islands are yielding some very good catches of catfish on shad and minnows. And they're also using all types of live and commercial catfish baits. Largemouth bass are improving almost daily, with crankbaits along the riprap working very well. And white bass has been disappointing, not happening yet this year. And same goes with the crappie. It's just been a hit-and-miss affair. It gets better with the waters as it starts to cool. At Lake Shelbyville, however, bass are rated fair on main lake points up in the day and shallow early in the morning on buzzbaits and black and blue brush hogs or 10-inch red shad worms. A heavy shaker head to keep through the heavy coverage is working very well. And crappie are rated good. They're still out about 8 to 15 feet of water, so they've been trolling about 20 to 200 to 300 series bandits, crankbaits, and bottom bouncers with rigs. Look for shad schools on the main lake when the mouths of coves and the shad depth finder, and you see the crappie and the white bass underneath the shad schools. White bass are rated slow to fair, with some coming in on two jig rigs on days when you have wind and sand flats, and what's left on the of the flooded vegetation. If no wind, it's kind of a hit-and-miss affair. And the walleye are slow to fare and can be caught from first light until evenings up feeding on sand flats and rocks on the outside of boat ramps. Also, they can be caught trolling shad wraps on the main lake points on into the main day. Spillway fishing is slow with a discharge rate of 40 cubic feet per second, so there's just not much going on in the Lake Shelbyville spillway. At Wren Lake, though, is another story. Largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, black and blue jigs, crankbaits, all yielding fish from the Jackie Branch to Sandusky Cove and South Markham Cove. The crappie are rated excellent. Small or medium minnows on cork, on under a cork on over the brush, as well as quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs. Mealworms also yielding good catches. Try fishing the shallow water. Work the fish attractors from the shore. Fish near the structures. Hot spots have been the Sailboat Harbor, the Sandusky Cove, and the North and South Markham Coves. And the bluegill are rated good. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, crickets, all yielding good catches from the Sailboat Harbor to Mine 21 Road. And the channel catfish are rated excellent. Shrimp, leeches, cut shad, dip bait, nightcrawlers, all working well as commercial catfish baits. Try the shrimp in moving water. Drift fish near the creek channels on the main lake, and also try Waltonville Dam, Turnip Patch, and Jackie Branch as well. And white bass, here it's a little bit better. They're rated fair to good. Rooster tail, spoons, inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs all yielding good catches of fish. Anywhere the shad are moving, try main lake points first. Fish around the rocks and drop-offs near brush and brushy cover. So there you go. We still have some pretty good fishing to be had at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.